the presence of the Lord. And quickly look at Psalm 136, verse 1, all the way to verse 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. I am speaking very, very sharply. For those who are not yet healed, service is not over. By the end of the service, I'm trusting the Lord that even on your way home, at home, overnight, God will touch you. Season of mercy. Our objective tonight is, one, understanding the mercy of God, and number two, understanding the way of mercy. The Bible makes it clear that we serve the God who is a merciful God. I believe it was in Micah chapter 7 and in verse 18 where we saw that credential of God. He said, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. He delights in mercy. He is hungry to demonstrate mercy. He is hungry to demonstrate his benevolent, to gratify. According to F.F. Bosworth, who wrote Christ the Healer, he said, God is hungry. He craves to gratify his benevolent heart. His heart is benevolent. That is why a murderer like Paul the Apostle, Saul of Tarsus, can later become Paul the Apostle. And Moses can later become a deliverer. And Rahab the harlot can become a woman in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And Ruth the Moabitess. Whereas the Moabites were an abominable tribe, she could find her way into the lineage of Jesus because we serve the God who delighted in mercy. What has the mercy of God got to do for man? Number one, the mercy of God is responsible for divine visitations. God visits people in his mercy. In John chapter 5 and in verse 1, the Bible said in verse 1 and in verse 2, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. The word Bethesda is mercy, is the pool of mercy. And inside this pool of mercy, an angel went, sent from heaven, to grant visitation to everyone who was by that pool. Mercy. It was mercy that God used when he said to Abraham, according to the time of life, I will visit Sarah. I am going to visit you in my mercy. The pastor said, nobody imagined we'll be here today. We did not imagine to be here. When I was in Jalingo Crusade by Thursday, Friday, it was not in my imagination to be here. That is as recent as Thursday. But see what mercy did. See what mercy did. And all the other things that mercy will do tonight. that he organized this visitation in his mercy. Because he knows that somebody needs a visitation. Somebody needs a transformation. Somebody needs a turnaround. Somebody needs a change of story. And that is why he is visiting in his mercy. And that mercy shall change your life. Number two, the mercy of God is responsible for the wonders of God. That is, wonders on a general note. Psalm 136, verse 4, where we just read, he said, To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. The mercy of God is the sponsor of the wonders of God. God is not showing wonders to brag. He is not manifesting wonders to claim that he can do strange things. Take your seat. His wonders are the product of his mercy. So whenever we appeal to his mercy, we are appealing to his visitation. When we appeal for his mercy, we are appealing for the manifestation of his wonders. And you know, wonders is beyond healing. Wonders is, it just goes into any realm, any single realm. I was preaching in Bayelsa Crusade, and I rose. Here, rain was falling, lightning, thunder in the hotel room, and it is already crusade time. What's going on? People are in the crusade ground. Only for me to arrive at the crusade ground, no drop of rain. And I ask the people, I say, everywhere in town it rained. That is mercy.
yeah.
The distance between the hotel and crusade ground is 5 feet, like from here to, like from here to Union, at the roundabout.
Just 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
A healing miracle. That is a wonder. With thunder and lightning. And we got to Botswana and they had not seen rain for I don't know how long. In the middle of the Kalahari Desert, the mayor of Habaroni, the capital city, said, please pray for us. No rain. I told them, I said, rain will fall. There is revival. The rain of the spirit will fall. And the physical rain will fall after we have left. Because the rain must not fall and spoil the crusade.
So that flow outside is the road.
We left on Saturday morning. 48 hours later, rain arrived. Rain arrived until it began to carry cars. I prayed, I said, rain upon rain upon rain. Don't worry, leave it there. Rain upon rain upon rain. When I saw the clip of the prayer, that was when I knew that the prayer was over prayer. It was over prayer. We over prayed. So it was in New York Crusade here. Was it last year? How many of you remember the clip of it? That we prayed again to reduce and normal. Lord, all we want is normal rain. And then the rain ceased. That's the clip right there. Rain that was carrying cars. Mercy. There is a wonder somebody here is trusting God for. A wonder, something wonderful in a certain area of your life. I announce today in the name of Jesus that wonder shall be supplied by the mercy of God.
Amen.
The mercy of God, the mercy of God, the mercy of God shall supply you that wonder. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
Shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Now, this moves us to point number three, that the mercy of God is responsible for the healings for healings by God. You remember, blind Bartimaeus said, "Thou son of David, have mercy." In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 47, God heals by mercy. God heals, he delivers by mercy. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." There are people here tonight that will cry to the son of David, "I need your mercy in my life. I need your mercy in my life." And the son of David will show you mercy. Number four, the mercy of God is responsible for access to our inheritance in God. In Psalm 136, verse 21 and 22, he gave their land, the land of the hidden, we'll come to that later, for their heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even the inheritance unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. He gives us our inheritance by his mercy. If it was left for the devil and his wickedness, you die empty-handed. But that devil is a liar. If it was left for the devil and his wickedness, what God plans for you never enters your hands. But that devil is a liar. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Can you shout mercy four times? That is what we shall experience tonight. The mercy of God is responsible for our inheritance, our heritage in God. Number five is very, very important. The mercy of God is responsible for the revelations of God and his glory. The revelations of God and his glory. We access the revelations of God. We access the glory of God by his mercy. That is why not everybody sees God or accesses God's revelation, accesses God's glory at the same level. In Exodus 33, verse 18 and verse 19, Moses was crying to God. He said, "I beseech you, show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness to pass before you. I will proclaim the name of God before you. The glory you are asking for, I will show you." Why? Because I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Under normal circumstances, I will not show myself to anybody. But because you have asked, out of mercy, I will show you. Pastor, that is why we don't all have the same depth with God. Depth of access to revelation. Depth of access to glory. Because many people think it is by their braggadociousness and by their arrogance and by the pride. I have been so many years in ministry. I am this, I am that. And God said, I deny you access. It's not your type I am looking for. It is those who will rely heavily on my mercy. They rely heavily on my mercy. Those are the kind of people I will reveal my glory to. Those are the kind of people I will show myself to. He told Moses, "I am going to pass before you. I am going to pass in your front. But you know what? No human being can see me and leave. So let me spare you. I will just block your face with my hand. Then when I pass, you will see my back part." No wonder Moses was able to give us the history of creation when he was not there. As if he was there. The back part of God is referring to history. What happened before. Among other things. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it is a matter of mercy And I believe that one of the greatest things that anybody can have is not a healing, it's not a deliverance, it's not a financial supply. It's a revelation of who God is. It's a revelation of who God is. For the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, he's going forth, he's prepared as the morning, and he shall come to us as a rain. As the former and the latter rain to the earth. So the more of God, the more of his revelation, you know, the more you walk in permanent revival. The rain of everything is the portion of the man or the woman who has access to the revelation. Somebody take your seat. Am I communicating at all? So when you say, Lord, I apply for your mercy, you are saying to God, I want to know you more. Reveal yourself to me. In your mercy, show me your other side.
People standing
show
in the
me
road.
The department of you that I don't know.
Cars.
And to know God is to know power. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. To know him is to know power. To know him is to know revival. To know him is to know exploits. To know him is to find grace. But out of his mercy, you have access to his revelation. This very statement I am making to you today, Dr. Misenecha is hearing it also for the first time for 30 something years. And she follows me everywhere and she listens to me every day. God is showing you something. He just opened the seal. That seal. You want to know me like that person knows me? Ask for the mercy he has. The mercy I made available to him. The mercy that made it possible. The mercy that gave him such password, passcode, access, such access to revelation, such access to who I am, such access to my glory, to my nature, to my character. And I believe tonight somebody is shifted to a higher dimension of the revelation of God, a higher dimension of the knowledge of God, a higher dimension of the understanding of God. If you are the one, shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat. Presence of the Lord. Number six, is that right? Number six is as important as number five. The mercy of God is responsible for divine favor, acceptance, and election. Divine favor, divine acceptance, divine election. When God says, saw two people and say, I choose this one, you have nothing to say. I am the one, I choose him. It's mercy. In Romans chapter 9, verse 11 to verse 15, Romans 9, 11, 15 says, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. You know who they are talking about? Esau and Jacob. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God to say he loves one and hates another? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Apart from the fact. So then, it is not of him that willeth or runneth. At the end of the day, it is not going to be because of your fasting. And when all is said and done, it's not because of your fasting. It's not because you are overly righteous. It's not because you can pray for hours. At the end of the day, it is not because you can quote a lot of scripture. Hey! When all of that is said and done, the constant factor that determines what you can become in the hands of God is what? I have seen people boast of their fasting. One young man told me how he fasted for 40 days, no food. I don't know where that person is now. These are people who boast with what they do. There are exercises my wife and I have done in the realm of the spirit that we are not even comfortable to talk about. Encounters, revelations that I have never shared with no human being in terms of how it is. The strangeness and depth of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this young man said, fasted, no food for 40 days. He said, but when I finished, the only thing I could see was people's problem, but no solution. It's not of him that will it. It's not of him that run it. It's of God who shows mercy. The race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. Favor is not for the skillful. But it's just all by the mercy of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? What Jacob became was because of mercy. Not necessarily he had some character that Esau did not have. That is true. But above all, mercy. So let us stop boasting with our ability. Let's stop boasting with our talent. Let's stop using effort to boast. Let us begin to rely heavily on the mercy of God. If it is not mercy, I won't be here. We won't be here. All the things happening now, who can do it in a human strength? Who? How is that possible? You break down and die for nothing. And if you engage yourself in competition, like, okay, they are doing this, let me do this, just finish yourself for nothing. Ibira land on Monday, Ibira land on Tuesday, midweek service on Wednesday, Jalingo on Thursday, Jalingo on Friday. Today, Taraba University on Saturday, Sunday two services, Sunday evening, God's House of Refuge in Oyo. Monday, you are in a Dunamis Church in Oyo.
Right.
Schedule continues. Tuesday, healing and deliverance tomorrow morning. Wednesday, midweek service. Thursday, I don't know what's happening yet. Friday, 8 hours in God's presence. Hey! It's not of him that willeth. It's not of him that runneth. It is of God. That's what Dr. Miserenter said. And a notable global evangelist in Africa, he said, you have shown us that you can hold crusade any day. He said, it's only you I saw in my life that you feast crusade on Monday. Monday and Tuesday, it has ended. And the crowd is everywhere. It is of God who showed mercy. One of them said to me, he said, if I knew that you were going to Taraba State, Northeast Nigeria, where they say there is terrorism, he said, it is he himself that will carry gun and come and stop me from going. I said, don't worry, we have gone and come. The next time it is, I will take you to Afghanistan. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout mercy again 6 times.
Mercy.
Again.
Mercy.
Again.
Mercy.
Again.
Mercy.
Again.
Mercy.
And again.
Mercy.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Finally, the mercy of God is responsible for divine vengeance and judgment. God slays by mercy. Is that not an antinomism? How can you say mercy and it slays? That is, his mercy on his people equals his anger on their enemies. Psalm 136, verse 10 to verse 18. I would like everybody to follow me in that reading. Psalm 136, 10 to verse 18. Psalm 136, and in verse 10 to verse 18. Everybody read, one to go. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for what purpose? For his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. To him we divided the Red Sea into paths. How? For his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. But overthrow Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. Why? To him which led his people through the wilderness. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. We are going all the way to verse 18. To him that smote great kings. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. Now, and he slew famous kings. Why? For his mercy. Now verse 19. Sion, king of the Amorites. Why? For his mercy endureth. And now verse 20. And Og, the king of Bashan. Why?
For his mercy endureth forever.
Somebody shout now, mercy, seven times. Again. 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 And again. I announce tonight there are agents of the devil, wicked men and wicked women in a Akwa Ibom state, in your family, in your community, who will not let you rest or let your family rest, that shall be laid to rest in this season. They shall be laid to rest in this season. The mercy of God shall lay them to rest. Somebody shout the loudest mercy. Shout the loudest mercy. Again, the loudest mercy. Give the Lord a praise. Take yourself. In the next 5 minutes, we shall be standing up to cry for mercy. Lord, mercy. Any of these seven things, dimensions of issues you want the mercy to do for you. Lord, I have seen your favor, but I need more favor by mercy. I need more acceptance for my life's assignment by mercy. I need to know you more by your mercy. What is the way of mercy? Three things. There are many, but I'll mention three. Number one is the way of helplessness. God shows mercy to the helpless. Even normal human beings, when you see a helpless person struggling to cross the road, you slow down your vehicle or you go and assist them. You see an elderly person trying to climb an aircraft or something and carry his bag and he's struggling to move. Mercy answers to helplessness. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That is when you are in need of help. Mercy will answer. Helplessness. I like us to be calming down. Pride is the enemy of mercy. Pride is the enemy of grace. Is the enemy of the help of God. Let's be calming down. Don't behave as if you own the earth. Don't behave as if your certificate. Calm down. I know this. There are people when you see them. I know this person. I know this person. And yet their life is filled where it is. Calm down. Every time you go before God, don't prove what you can do. Prove what you can't do. Lord, I am serving you faithfully. Lord, I have fasted, I have prayed, I have paid tithe, I have done this, and my life has not changed. God said, really? Okay, keep on doing those things, let it change your life. But here, Lord, I am not here on the basis of any qualification. I am here for mercy. I am here for your mercy. Have mercy on me, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. The humbler you are, the more mercy you access. The more helpless in yourself, The more helpless in your ability, the more mercy you access. Whenever myself and Dr. Isenche return back from the crusade, on the altar we go, prostrate and lie down. I say, Lord, what is it that you found in us? We just wanted to let you know. Nothing about our qualification was responsible for anything that happened. Give you the praise. One day I told God, I said, I am sure that more people should have been healed. I'm sure that more people should have been delivered. If there is anything in me that hindered you from moving to the extent you should have, pardon me. It's not deliberate. It's not deliberate. And because I'm too sure that you are, your power is extreme. It's limitless. And I don't want to stand in your way. I want you to move freely. We have never come to the point where we beat our chest. So see how we tried. Half of the help of God that we have seen, many are not aware. Keep that low profile. Don't let people clap for you in a hurry and clap you out of existence and clap you out of relevance and clap you out of importance. Are you hearing what I'm saying here to you? If people clap for you that the prophecy you gave was accurate, will they make you fulfill it? You can give an accurate prophecy. Can you make the prophecy to be fulfilled? If God does not help you, the king said, from where will I, whence will I help you? From the barn floor or from the of a wine press? Take your seat. So when you go home tonight, so any pride in my life, any arrogance in my life, any braggadociousness, haughtiness in my life that has been preventing your mercy in me so far, Lord, I'm sorry. Have mercy. Pardon me. I want to come and say I can't help myself. I can't do anything for myself. I can't do anything by myself. I am sorry. I am sorry. The way of mercy, number two, is the way of prayerfulness. They are linked. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come to the place of prayer, and you will obtain mercy. That was what Moses did. He went and said, show me your glory. It was a place of prayer. And God said, I will give you my mercy. Prayerlessness is gracelessness. Prayerlessness disconnects you from the mercifulness of God. The way of prayerfulness, the Holy of Holies, is also where you have the mercy seat. You know the mercy seat? It is inside the presence of God. It's in the Holy of Holies. You have to access it. You have to cross beyond the veil. Leave the outer court into the Holy of Holies. The place where you are fellowshipping and communing with God. It is at that mercy seat that mercy can easily be found. Many are crying to God from the outer court and asking for mercy. Many are so far away from where God dwells and asking for mercy. But if you need mercy, go to the mercy seat. Go to the presence of God. Go to where the Ark of the Covenant is. Go to where the table of the showbread is. Go to where the Aaron's rod that bordered is. Go into the mercy seat. There you will connect mercy. Somebody here today, I like God to help you revive your prayer life. Take your prayer life to another level. Take your prayer life to another dimension. And then you can access mercy. Helplessness. Prayerfulness. Number three is the way of righteousness. Whoso covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Sinfulness is the enemy of God's mercifulness. Am I communicating? Take your seat. I believe that was Proverbs 28:13. He that governeth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. You may not be perfect, but by all means be sincere with God. Be real with God. Right? Living the life of a smoker, a drunkard, pornographic life, and all these kind of lives that sear your conscience, they disconnect from mercy. But if you need mercy, you must continuously ask for his grace to live in uprightness. So the first way of mercy is what?
Helplessness.
Helplessness, number two.
Prayerfulness.
Prayerfulness, number three.
Righteousness.
Number four is mercifulness. If you need mercy from God, yourself must be merciful. Proverbs 18:25, Psalm 18:25. With the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. You can't be brutal against your wife and asking for mercy in business. A man met me not long ago. For the past 5 years, he has not sold one thing in his business. Not one. He hasn't sold one thing. One. As I am trying to pray for him, take your seat. And I just felt some signals. Only for me to discover that if you have such a husband as a woman, single is better. Brutal to wife, brutal to children. The little money he has, his wife can't feel it. Feeding is a challenge. Okay. When we were talking, the last boy broke down and started crying. You are so brutal to people and you want mercy from God. Iba. Iba. Equere. 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 Oh yeah. Iba. It's their language. It's the language. You follow what I'm saying here today? For where? How? Please increase your mercifulness. It will activate mercy from heaven. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. You can reap from God mercy if you pay attention to everyone around you looking for your mercy. Stand up on your feet. Everyone, I mean, life is practical. Scripture is practical. See my spear here. I'm rushing to the car. Somebody rushes to me. I'm about to drop out of school. I don't know. My father is there. I said, meet him. It is done. Meet him. It is done. He said, as much as it lieth in you, do good to all men. Especially members of the household of faith. Was that not Galatians chapter 6 verse 10? He said, as you have therefore opportunity. So every good deed is not a distraction, it's an opportunity. Whenever somebody is looking for your help and you can help the person, don't consider it as a burden, it's a blessing.
Blessing. Just as you live here today, before this week is over, pick somebody, look for somebody who needs mercy in one tiny way or the other. Have mercy on them and begin to be merciful to people. It will change your life. You will see mercy from heaven. You will see the compassion of God in your direction until people begin to wonder, what did this man do for God? That God has favored him in everything. Everything. It's a new day. Are you
blessed?
Are you blessed that we came here today?
Would you lift up your hands everywhere you are and give the Lord, begin to praise the Lord for what you just heard. Appreciate him. Everybody be upstanding. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. He called a lot of tatasini galayatarata sadaraya. Hotemio taligara dayatala harasadi. Be upstanding and begin to pray. Begin to honor you. Husine maratailu maragalatasa. Father, we give you the praise. We have some on the mic. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your mercy. Say
thank you
for your mercy.
For your mercy.
That is responsible
for this visitation
I am experiencing right now. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy that is responsible for your wonders.
For your wonders.
Thank you for your mercy.
For your mercy.
Responsible
for healing.
Thank you
for your mercy that is responsible
for my
assets,
to my inheritance.
Thank you.
For your
mercy,
that is responsible
for revelation
for you
and revelations
of your glory.
Thank you
for your mercy
that
is responsible
for
election of
grace.
Thank you for your mercy
that
is responsible for judgment
of
the adversary.
I
am grateful in the name of Jesus.
Open
your In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Everyone who is here today and say, Pastor, what a powerful service on mercy. I want to make my ways right with God and receive mercy from God. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Anywhere you are, and you are saying, I want mercy to find me. I want to be free from my way of life, from my life of sin. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, wave your hands where you are. Let me see your hands. Quickly step to the front here. Let's receive you. You pray the prayer to surrender your life to Jesus and to receive mercy today and to ask for forgiveness. Be the first person to come. And even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you need to be forgiven of your sins, you need a lifestyle broken, an addiction broken, you need mercy, come with your bags, please, your bags and Bibles. Don't leave anything on your seat except somebody is holding it for you. I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
With the Lord.
With the Lord. 1. Quickly, rush to the front here. Sing with the Lord. 2. For I found in you.
That is why.
Sing with the Lord.
2.
keep coming. For I found in you, for I found. Speak, keep coming. Seven. That is why, that is why. For I found in you, for I found in you, my friend, and I said, that is why,
that is why you will remain my great teacher.
It's a crowd of people coming. Don't forget operation, a fruity month. While we are doing that, you are here, you are bound by an addiction, you want the addiction broken. Also run forward here, smoking, drinking, masturbation, womanizing, lesbianism, whatever it is. Lying, cheating, duping, fraud, run to the front here and let us receive you. Let us receive you at the count of three. Take the third verse and receive you. I'll give you the count of ten. One, two, count of ten. I have found a place. I have found a place where I can be made whole. Three, a place where I can admit my need for strength. Three, four, a place where I am not judged. Five. Sing with you, Lord. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. For a found in you, for a found in you, that I can trust. That is why. Place your hand on your chest everywhere you are and pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. From today, it's my decision to go forward ever and backward never. Help me to live for you and help me to love you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace to live for God is released for you. In Jesus' name, amen.